Welcome to Time Tested Mastery Life Lesson Cell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and I'm thrilled to have you here again for Season 1, Episode 8. Today, we're building on the foundation of listening, questioning, and connection by exploring a skill that brings a lot of it together. Mastering our message through persuasive and clear communication. Think about the most memorable conversations or presentations you've ever experienced. Chances are they involve powerful storytelling and a crystal clear message that resonated deeply. That's exactly what we'll uncover today. You'll learn how to craft and deliver a message that inspires action, builds trust, and leaves a lasting impression. I want to give a big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and many of my own family members have worked with Cassie, and each of them gave her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. Now let's dive in. At the heart of great communication lies storytelling. Why? Because stories engage emotions, create relatability, and make information easier to remember. People don't just buy products, ideas, or solutions, they buy the stories behind them. For example, think about the difference between saying, proper pricing saves market time and increases your net proceeds, which is a true statement, by the way. Try sharing the story this way. One of our clients, Sarah, was juggling her business, family life, and trying to keep her home clean all the time with very few showings for her property. After 6 months, she hired our team, and we executed our marketing plan at fair market value from the start, which resulted in a sale at asking price in less than 30 days. She commented at the closing table that not only had she saved 5 months of payments and carrying costs, but she also experienced far less stress without having to be on edge all the time, worrying about potential buyers that never showed up. That, she said, was invaluable. Now notice how that story doesn't just communicate a benefit, it brings it to life. And the beauty of storytelling is its universality. Whether you're pitching an idea, leading a team, or simply connecting with a friend, a well-told story can bridge gaps and foster understanding. Clear messaging goes hand in hand with storytelling. Here are three essentials for crafting messages that stick. First, know your audience. Tailor your message to their needs, interests, and challenges. Ask yourself, if I were in their shoes, what problem do I think they're trying to solve? Or what outcome do they desire? Here's an exercise. Think of a recent client or team interaction. Write down their main challenge in a simple, relatable story that can address it. Number two, keep it simple. You need to avoid jargon or overly complex language. The best messages are concise and focused. For example, instead of saying our innovative solution optimizes operational workflows, try, we make your workday easier and faster. Simplicity doesn't mean dumbing down your message. It's about making it accessible and actionable. Don't use acronyms your clients don't understand, like MLS or RPA or SPQ. They don't know what that means. And because of that, the communication is uncomfortable for them. Number three, use a clear call to action. Great communication guides the listener on what to do next. Whether it's scheduling a meeting, exploring a solution, or providing feedback, make the next step very obvious. As an example, after sharing Sarah's story, you might say, if this sounds like something you'd benefit from, let's schedule a quick call to discuss your goals and how pricing fits with that. Remember, clarity breeds confidence. When your message is clear, you instill trust and encourage action. So let's elevate your messaging with advanced techniques, like structuring your story for maximum impact. A simple framework is the three-act structure, setup. The first thing you do is introduce the context and the challenge. For instance, in this case, Sarah was working 60 hours a week, barely keeping up with her growing business and trying to get her home sold. Number two, the struggle. Highlight the obstacles or pain points. She was missing family dinners and felt like she was falling short on all fronts. Then provide the solution. Share the transformation. After implementing our sales system, Sarah organized her workload with new systems and boundaries. She regained balance, proving that efficiency and quality time can exist. Here's a tip. Practice delivering your story out loud. Notice how it feels. Are there parts that seem too long or unclear? Adjust it until it flows naturally. Another technique to master is the use of analogies and metaphors. These can simplify complex ideas and make them relatable. For example, if you're explaining a collaborative tool, you might say, think of it like a digital whiteboard where everyone can write, erase, and add ideas in real time. Analogies like that make your message more vivid and easier to understand. I remember Mike Ferry in one of his seminars share with his audience that if there was any potential problem with a home, it should be disclosed up front. One young man in the audience was new to the business, and he took the microphone and he challenged Mike's advice. He asked Mike, if you're trying to sell a house, why would you point out what's wrong with it? That doesn't make any sense. Now, all of the seasoned agents in the audience groaned. Mike then asked the young man where he worked and who his broker was. As soon as Mike realized he was a brand new agent with no experience in real estate, he did something very powerful. He asked the young man what he did for a living, and the young man answered that he worked as a valet at a high-end restaurant. By asking this question, Mike learned who his audience was, and was then able to craft a story with an analogy his audience would understand. To make his point to this young man, he asked the following question. Let's assume it's a Friday night and a well-dressed couple arrives in your entrance and they exit the car and it's a very shiny and expensive Bentley. After they exchange their keys for your valet tag, you notice a small dent on the front fender near the headlight as you approach the car. Mike asked the young man, what would you do next? The young man's immediate answer, of course, was to point out the dent to the owner of the car and make a note of it. Again, Mike asked, why? To make sure that I protect myself and the company from any expensive loss for damage to an expensive car. In this case, Mike demonstrated all the traits of good listening, asking questions, storytelling, and finding an appropriate analogy to make his message alive to that young man. Now it's your turn to put this into practice. Your action step this week is to craft a story to use in an upcoming conversation or meeting. Here's how to start. Identify and put yourself in the shoes of your audience and their main challenge. Use the three-act structure to write a short, relatable story that highlights how you or your solution can help. End with a clear call to action, a step that moves the conversation forward. For example, if you're preparing for a sales meeting, think about a past client success story that mirrors your prospect's current challenges. Practice delivering it in under 2 minutes, focusing on clarity and emotion. And don't stop there. Experiment with delivering the same story in different tones, optimistic, empathetic, or even humorous to see how it resonates with different audiences. Storytelling isn't just a skill, it's a superpower, and I love superpowers. By mastering the art of persuasive and clear communication, you'll not only influence outcomes, but also deepen your relationships and inspire trust. I have a well-rehearsed objection handler or two with a benefit story for every single real estate objection I ever encounter. Sometimes a seller doesn't want to disclose something, and another doesn't want to price properly. He wants to start high and come down on the price later. You've all heard those objections. You should have proper stories too. Now this week, take the time to craft and share a story. Share it with your team, share it with your office, share it with your spouse. Pay attention to the shifts in the dynamics of the conversations in your meetings. And as always, I'd love to hear about your experience. Share your story with me on social media or send me a message. I'm here to support you on your journey. Thank you for tuning in to Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. If you found today's episode helpful, please share it with someone who could benefit from the power of storytelling. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you next time.